At which, after a sigh of pity, she settled her eyes on me with the same look a mother casts upon a raving child.
All things among themselves possess an order, and this order is the form that makes the universe like God. Here do the higher beings see the imprint of the eternal worth, which is the end to which the pattern I mentioned tends. Within that order, every nature has its bent, according to a different station, nearer or less near to its origin. Therefore, these natures move to different ports across the mighty sea of being, each given the impulse that will bear it on. This impulse carries fire to the moon. This is the motive force in mortal creatures. This binds the earth together, makes it one. Not only does the shaft shot from this bow strike creatures lacking intellect, but those who have intelligence and who can love. The providence that has arrayed all this forever quiets with its light, that heaven in which the swiftest of the spheres revolves, to where, as towards destined place, we now are carried by the power of the bow that always aims its shaft at a glad mark. Yet it is true that, even as a shape, may often not accord with art's intent, since matter may be a responsive death. So from this course, the creature strays at times, because he has the power, once impelled, to swerve elsewhere. As sliding from a cloud is seen to fall, so does the first impulse. When man has been diverted by false pleasure, turn him toward earth. You should, if I am right, not feel more marvel at your climbing than you would were you considering a stream that, from a mountain's height, falls to its base. It would be cause for wonder in you if, no longer hindered, you remained below, so if, on earth, a living flame stood still.
Then she again turned her gaze heavenward,